Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sunday podcast. Almost done with this liturgical year. We're taking a look at the 33rd, that's two threes, Sunday of Ordinary Time. Okay, you want the good news or the bad news? Okay, well, the good news is that the liturgical year is coming to an end, which is good but bad. But the better news is that that means we're going to be starting Advent in a couple weeks here. We get to start the whole liturgical year over again. That's the good news. The bad news is, as we get close to the end of the liturgical year, if you've been paying attention the last couple Sundays to the readings, and if you pay attention to this week's readings, they're kind of harsh, kind of a downer, a little maudlin, kind of a dark day, sort of a Stranger Things kind of comes to church. You kind of expect like a demigorgon to get up and do the readings. All I'm saying is that these readings kind of feel a little harsh, a little dark, a little bummer, a little downish, and that's okay. See, it's okay if you know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, these readings are hard. If you do know the Lord, you're like, okay, I'm glad he knows me and I know him and I'm on the right side because judgment doesn't sound fun. Listen to some of these words from Malachi in the first reading. The day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and evildoers will be stubble on the day that's coming that will set them on fire, leaving neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with his healing rays. You see what happens? Some people hear those first few lines and they're like, oh, oven, evildoers, stubble, fire. See, God's horrible. But you see, that's what's called a false dichotomy. Now you're looking at this and saying, I'm going to create this false division here. If you really listen with the ears of a Christian, you listen with the ears of a son or a daughter, someone who knows the Lord and who wants others to know the Lord, you know what you hear? But you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. You see, God has given us warnings. God's given us all warnings. Nobody in the 21st century who has access to the internet or to a book, who's ever stumbled into a church or ever met a Christian, no one has the luxury of claiming ignorance anymore. Okay, that you've at least heard of this person named Jesus. You've at least heard of this thing called the gospel. We can't just pretend and claim total ignorance. Okay, so here's the thing. God sends people and situations and other things into your life and all of our lives to try to point us towards him, or at the very least to point us towards someone who knows him, right? You've heard preaching, you've seen television, you've heard things on radio, you've seen books, you've seen stuff online that God puts people in our path in an effort to save us, people who will speak truth to us, even if we don't like it. He puts people in your path with his mission to save you, and he empowers those people to help him on that mission. That God, his desire for you to be saved is way stronger than your own desire for you to be saved. God does not leave us abandoned. He gives us every opportunity, every possibility to come to know him through the people who claim to know him. And in this first reading, this is not a doom and gloom reading. What it really is, it's a promise saying, if you know me, if you know me, now you know I'm powerful, but if you know me, you also know that you have nothing to worry about. Okay? That's the good news, because God is not just power. God fulfills his promises. And this responsorial psalm, we hear that God's a God of justice. Yes, he came to rule the earth, but would it be just if people who live the right way didn't receive any reward and people who lived the wrong way got the same reward? That wouldn't be just. And God is a God of justice. And that's what we can place our hope in, that promise. He's not just a God of power and of promise, but of justice. In the second reading, we're reminded again that, you know what? Christ gave us a community. He gave us a model to live by. That's what St. Paul is telling the Thessalonians. Look, we presented to you ourselves as a model so that you would imitate us. God doesn't leave this vague and mysterious. God sends Christians. He sends leaders. He sends people into our lives who know him. He sends saints. He sends prophets. He sends people who know him. And he says, look at how they live. Imitate how they live. Do what they do. He's not leaving us on our own to sort of figure it out as we wander through life aimlessly. He's saying, I'm going to send people into your life as examples. Live like them. That God, Christ is the model, and the people who model themselves after Christ become our models that we should imitate ourselves after. And that's why when we hear like a gospel reading like this from St. Luke, it might sound kind of scary. Yeah, like what's going to happen before the final judgment? What's going to happen in the end times? You're going to have wars and insurrections, and people will be terrified, and nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes and famines and plagues. You know what? This has been going on for centuries. there's wars and there's earthquakes and there's famines and they're horrible. And every time this happens, a lot of times people stand up and say, okay, this is a sign. The end times are coming. And we don't know when the end times are coming. We don't know. But you know what we do know? We know the promise. Again, if you listen to the gospel, like the first reading, don't get led away by the beginning. Listen to the end. What does he say? You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. That's the good news. He's like, look, yeah, the bad news, you're going to be persecuted sometimes because you know me. Maybe you've been persecuted because of something you posted online on social media where you shared your faith. Maybe you've been persecuted because of a t-shirt you wore, because of something you said, because of your stance, you know, to defend life or your stance to you know, say you believe in God or you support the church's teaching. If you live the faith the right way, you're going to be persecuted. In fact, if you're never persecuted, you're probably not living boldly enough. But if you live the faith the right way, when persecution comes, what does God promise us? Hey, all this other stuff's going to go on. You can't control any of it. You can only control you. But if you know me and if you follow what I say and if you love me, not a hair on your head will be hurt. Not a hair on your head will be harmed because I am the Lord and I got you. I got you. So come what may, you know what? This might sound like dark readings. Don't focus on the darkness. Focus on the hope. Focus on the promise that the Lord amidst all this is still the Lord and you are his child.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.